Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word so sweet. We thank you for your example. Holy Spirit, we ask that let your spirit just blow over this place and bring peace to us, even as you are the Prince of Peace. We receive your presence and we welcome you in this place as we continue with this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all very much for coming here this morning and to take part in this service. Before I start, I would like to take a moment to express my thanks to everyone for your support towards my wedding. Let me show my fingers. Yes. Your example was so touching. I remember my wife was telling me that, I've never met them, but look at how they are pouring in love towards me. I sat with her to read every message that was sent, and together we did a few replies. And thank you very much. We want to say to everyone, and God bless you. So as we have heard this morning about Palm Sunday, we saw how Jesus came into Jerusalem. And this is a story we've been hearing every year, year in, year out. I remember last year we did this at our small groups. We did a lot on that towards our small group, and we looked at what the other writers have said about how Jesus entered Jerusalem. But this year, we are looking at Matthew's account. Matthew's account, not Matthew. So, I would like us to, we've seen how Matthew particularly pointed out how Jesus' entry fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah. So Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, he speaks about how the Messiah or the king would enter riding on a colt. So when you look at what Zechariah said, you would realize that Jesus being a king, people would expect him to come on a horse or to come in a thunderous and more explosive way, but he chose to come in humility, riding on a colt. And we also saw how the people trembled and how everyone was in anticipation, was singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And in Hebrew, they would say, "Baruch haba Hashem Adonai." So it's, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Sometimes Hebrew sounds a bit like hanga, so pardon me. Yeah, so this morning I kept asking the Lord, or before this morning, I kept asking the Lord, can you speak to me about this Palm Sunday? Because we've been hearing all this. How does it connect to us? Or how do we apply this to our lives? So that's the prayer I was praying to God and asking. And then the Lord drew my attention to the fact that, yes, Jesus came as a Prince of Peace. So, and even in this time, we need the Prince of Peace because we are hearing so many trumpets of war, and we need the Prince of Peace in our midst. So the Lord touched my heart and spoke to me that away from all the splendor, away from everything that Jesus did and coming into Jerusalem, he wanted us to focus on Jesus' attitude, his disposition towards this journey. So we want to take an inspiration from Jesus. Now, I want to ask a question. So imagine yourself that God wanted to send you to a place, say, Peru, and he told you explicitly that as you undertake this journey, you are going there to preach the gospel, But on your way, or when you get there, after you have preached, you are going to be stoned to death. My question for you is, would you happily pack up your bags and go? Anybody wants to say anything? Would you go, and why? Yeah, anybody wants to say anything to this? You are supposed to go to Peru. Yeah, we all are believers, aren't we? Yeah, we believe in Jesus. We believe in the word of God. And Jesus has told you, okay, I want you to go to Peru and preach the gospel. And when you go there, while you are preaching, a mob is going to come around you and kill you. But you are supposed to go because that is the reason why I sent you to this earth. Would you go? And why? I can see a lot of people saying no, but... Yeah, exactly. I would love to. Exactly. So that is, I was sitting back and looking at Jesus. So you know you are going to die. You know how they are going to kill you. And you are still going happily riding on a colt. And people are saying, Hosanna, you know, worshiping him. And he's going. Knowing very well the end of it. Because when you read the verses before, anytime Jesus was going to say, he said, I'm going to go up to Jerusalem. They are going to kill me. But on the third day, I'll rise again. That's incredible. I realize that there is always, Jesus is always speaking about the end game, even before he started. So when I read the book of Isaiah, he said, he declares the end. He said, I declare the end from the beginning. And it is the attitude with that I want us to learn from, because that is one of the purest state of faith, is to focus on the end, at the end. Just keep your eye on at the end. So let's look at Jesus when he was going to raise Lazarus. So he got there, everybody was crying, but Jesus was not focused at what was going on. He was focusing at the end. He said, no, Lazarus is just asleep. Because yes, he was just asleep. Because Jesus knew Lazarus would rise again. His focus is always at the end goal. So he knew he was going to die. But to what end? I will rise again. So we look at people like Paul. One time, Paul was about to travel, and then Agabus the prophet, in Acts chapter 21, verse 13, Agabus the prophet came, took a belt, and tied his hands, and demonstrated that, look, that how I am bound, it is the same way Paul is going to be bound as he's going. But Paul said, I'm still going anyway. Paul's focus was on the end, the achieving the purpose, fulfilling the purpose. Look, let's look at another classical example, Daniel, in the book of Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were going to be thrown into the fire. But they said, even if we would be thrown into the fire, the Lord will be with us. They kept their focus on the end. They believed. So that is normally a demonstration of your belief. Because the Bible says that faith without works is empty, is dead. So if you say you believe in Jesus and you cannot focus on the end and act based on it, then you simply don't believe. So that is what we are looking at. We are looking at Jesus, how he demonstrated faith by ignoring all the noise, all the distractions, all the pain. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, he says, yes, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He said, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And now he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So look at this word carefully. When you look at this word, the word looking unto Jesus, in Greek, it's looking away towards. So like, I am taking my attention off every other thing back onto Jesus. So what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to look away from all the distractions of our assignment or of our purpose, of where God is sending us. We take off our eyes from everything and focus on Jesus and look at his example, because he is the architect of our faith. He initiated our faith and he completes our faith. So he demonstrated it by his action of how he approached the cross. Amen. So this morning I want to encourage us that you might be instructed by God to undertake certain assignments. It is not too late. It is not too late to obey God. It's not too late to believe and fulfill your assignment. So I want us to fix our gaze on the end game. Where is God taking you? Where is God expecting you to be? What is he asking you to do that you are battling with because of the distractions and all the suffering that it may entail? Because usually God calls us out of our comfort zone. He normally tells us to do stuff that we are not so comfortable with. So what is he asking you to do today? I'm here to challenge you to fix your gaze on the end. Fix your gaze on the hope of our calling, which is, on that day, the trump shall sound, and we shall be changed, and we shall be one with the Lord again. So let's forget all the distractions, and let's keep pressing towards the upward race, and keep gaining new heights every day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Life will bring challenges, and the path may sometimes lead through a Jerusalem of suffering. But we have a promise. We know that one day, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Whether we are alive or asleep in Christ, we shall rise to meet him and be with him forever. Stay focused on that day. Stay focused on the reward. Stay focused on the well done from our master. When you keep the end game in sight, the trials of the journey lose their power over you. Just by the way, I remember before my father passed away finally, about 3 weeks before, he told me about his welcome ceremony in heaven and how the father had told him that, well done, my son. And from that moment, anytime I'm moving, I keep asking myself, is God going to tell me, well done, when I finally depart? It's a question for us all. God bless you. Let's pray.